Okay, so we'll get started now anyway, because we have a few people here, and the sound quality is okay? Good. Okay, so let's bow our heads to begin our next installment of Doctrine into our souls.
好，我们现在低头要开始将上帝的话语进入我们的灵魂之中。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message that you provide for us today.
感谢天父给我们今天的所有的话语。
We give thanks that the Holy Spirit is faithful to teach us these things.
也感谢我们的圣灵能够非常的信实的教导我们。
And in order that we can understand your plan.
而且让我们能够了解你的计划。
And grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
而让我们在恩典中学习你的智慧、你的知识，而在学习耶稣基督。
So we give thanks in His name.
所以我们的祷告是应在主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
I'll often quote from 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
我们现在要用彼得后书的。
Chapter 3, verse 18.
第三章十八节。
And that's the verse which, it's a command, grow in grace. That's a command. There's an imperative mood there.
好，这是一个神给我们的一个命令，就是要我们因着恩典而成长。
Grow in grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
然后用着耶稣基督的 knowledge.
His knowledge.
以及以耶稣基督的知识。
Oxano is the verb, and oxano means to grow, like a tree would grow. But yeah, here we're talking about the spiritual life.
在这个经句里面用了这个 oxano 这个字，它的意思就是成长。
And I put the exclamation mark after it, and that should tell you that that's an imperative. Grow, it's like that.
而这个字的后面是一个惊叹号，其实它的意思就是说你要成长，你要长大。
And how are you growing? Well, you're not growing like a tree, obviously, but you're growing in grace. And let me finish this off first. And the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ, this is possessive. We call these possessive, which means he is the one that has the grace and.The knowledge. So we're talking about His grace, Jesus Christ's grace, and His knowledge.
这个成长呢，它其实是在耶稣的恩典里，以及耶稣的认知里。
You know, Jesus Christ is full of grace, and there's even verses which tell us He came full of grace.
因为我们了解耶稣基督，他是充满了恩典的。
And what grace means, remember we have that definition which says that grace means freely given and undeserved.
而所谓的恩典我们都知道是被白白得到的好处。
Jesus Christ was given to us, really, by God the Father, as a gift with no strings attached.
就像耶稣基督是由我们的天父白白的送给我们的。
And when he came, everything he did was free. You know, he was teaching for free and he went to the cross for free. He wasn't charging people money for his services.
像耶稣基督在他当年在这个布道的时候，他到处的教导都没有跟人家收过钱啊，他是完全是免费的教导。
And he freely forgave people of their sins and he could do that because he was God, obviously.
而且呢，他完全不收任何报偿的承担了所有的人的罪。
Even when those people were beating him up, remember many times actually people tried to kill him. But even just as he went to the cross, and there were people being very violent with him, but he said, you know, Father, forgive them.
就算是他当时要去十字架赴死，他大家打他，要杀他，他依然还是完全的就是承担了这一切，没有任何的抱怨。
That is an attitude of ultimate grace.
这个就是所谓终极的恩典。
It's quite interesting that a few movies that we've been seeing lately, like Hollywood Netflix movies, and often you see these people and they have an issue in their life. They're angry or they're bitter about something.
我们最近有在这个 Netflix 看了一些电影哈，里面呢就是讲到有一些人他们呢。
And just for example, last night we saw this. It was called The Silver Lining Playbook, right? Okay, it's a movie. It's got Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence.
老电影 old movie.
No, no, no. It's only
2012.
Really?
Oh, so that's 8 years ago. Okay, I'll put the name up on the board.It was just one example, but it was a good movie. It had its moments, but Okay, Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, 派特的幸福剧本. Is it about some person has a mental problem?
Yes, that's right. Two people actually. The two main stars have mental problems.
Yeah, that's right. Like a 躁郁症，就是这个就是派特的幸福剧本，是有关这个。男主角他好像有躁郁症的一个故事。
There's another movie we saw just recently as well. But this movie and other ones like it, you see these characters, they have big problems, a lot of anger and a lot of bitterness. It's because they don't know how to forgive. See, the reason this guy had his problem was because he couldn't forgive what happened.
But I thought he had the mental problem.
The mental problem came from the fact he couldn't forgive. That's why he ended up in hospital and having to take drugs.
这个男主角呢，他基本上就是无法忍受他曾经就是对他不好的人，然后他就没有办法去饶恕他们，所以最后他变成躁郁症，然后吃药，然后后来去最后到了医院去，非常严重。
Yeah. Really, what began his descent into depression and his bipolar state? He might have had problems before then, but he caught his wife in a relationship with another man.And then he beat up the guy. That's why he had to go to this institution.
所以这个男主角呢，他其实因为他的太太跟别人有了一个不正常关系，然后他去打那个男的，而且他一直无法去饶恕他的太太。然后最后他就进入一个很长期的一个低潮，然后甚至他的那种强迫症等等的。过去可能就有这样的小的问题就全部都爆发了。
And the movie showed it actually every time he was getting angry about it could have been a situation around him, but it always related back to that time when he caught his wife with this guy, with her boyfriend, I guess, and he beat them up. That was the beginning of his problem.
就是他每一次掉进这种躁郁的状态的时候，其实他的脑中都会出现他太太跟他太太男朋友的他抓到他们的那个状态。
Now, if he could forgive, and it's very, very difficult. You imagine this guy, he loved his wife very much, and now his wife's having an affair. Yeah, he had to forgive his wife, and he had to forgive the other guy as well. He could not do that. That's what was causing the problem.
这个问题是来自于，因为他非常爱他的太太，而他没有办法原谅他的太太，也不能原谅那个男的，所以才让他整个掉进了这整个问题里。
Yeah. Actually, and another thing we've been watching lately on Netflix as well is Once Upon a Time.
然后最近他又在看另外一部，就是那个故事，那个叫什么？Once Upon a Time 那个是一个 ，I think it's 魔法森林。But Once Upon a Time is a TV series.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, okay, 那就是童话小镇。
Okay, the antagonists in the story, the main one, you have this very evil.Queen and her mother, and you see their problems. In fact, anybody that's got any problems is because they have an issue with somebody that's done something wrong to them in the past, and that's always the cause of the problem.
那个童话小镇是一个电视剧的连续剧啊。那这里面呢有一个非常坏的一个皇后，然后以及她的母亲。那这个故事呢也是因为他们曾经有人对不起他们，然后他们一直无法去原谅。然后后来就整个人的那个性格就完全都歪掉了，都变成一个坏人。
And time and time again, we see it comes out in the movie that the Wicked Witch, for example, she's angry at somebody because of what that person had done to them in the past.
就像很多那个有一些那种女巫的故事，大部分那些女巫都是充满了那种气愤啊。那原因都是因为他们曾经被人家欺骗或者是不正常的对待，然后她就非常的气。然后那个气呢，那个生气的那个东西，后来就让他整个性格都转变。
And the Bible warns against these kind of things, and I think it's Paul in one of his epistles says, "Don't let any root of bitterness destroy you."
然后呢，我们的圣经就教导我们千万要注意这种生气。比如说那个保罗就有在圣经上讲说，千万要找到那个，不要让那个苦毒的根扎进你的心。
And a lot of Christians can probably relate some kind of anger, or they have some bitterness, it turns to bitterness, because of something that happened to them in the past, and it's happened because somebody did something to them, and they cannot forgive that person.
那有一些基督徒呢，即使受到很多的这个圣经的教育，但是因为曾经有人对不起他，而他一直无法去原谅的时候呢，也就生出了这种苦毒的根。
Or maybe there's nobody personally they can blame. It might have been just an accident out of the blue, so they blame God.
那甚至有的时候呢，是这个事件的发生，这个人是无法去把这个罪归咎于任何一个人身上的时候，他呢就把这个过错这样子一个不幸呢归罪于上帝。
So, you know, having bitterness towards God is not good, because then you're not going to respect Him, you're not going to obey Him, you're certainly not going to develop a love for Him.
而当你呢把这种苦毒的根种在我们的神的身上的话，那就更惨了。你就不可能去尊敬他，你也不可能顺服他，你就几乎没有办法再从他身上学到任何东西。
And there's also one more target of people's bitterness, which is very dangerous as well.You can get bitter towards other people, or you can get bitter towards God, or you can get bitter towards yourself because of something you've done in the past, and now you're feeling guilty about it, or you feel sorry for yourself.
那第三种状况就是呢，就我们刚刚讲了一个是对别人有苦毒的根，第二个是对上帝，第三个是对你自己，就你曾经做了什么事情，你自己无法原谅自己，那这样的苦毒的根也是非常非常严重的。
To hate yourself is a very vicious sin. It's a very bad condition.
那如果呢，你恨你自己，那这样子的这种是个很严重、很严重的罪。
And God forgives you for all your sins, so you have to obviously learn how to forgive yourself when you make mistakes.
上帝呢都已经原谅了我们，更何况我们怎么能够不学习原谅自己？
And all of that, whether you have to forgive another person or forgive God or forgive yourself, requires grace.
而你能够原谅别人、原谅上帝、原谅自己，它其实是要来经由一个上帝给我们的恩赐，我们才有办法学习到原谅。
Yeah, so again, you cannot grow spiritually if you have this kind of they call it like a knot, I guess, or this scar tissue, this rubbish in your soul.Which comes from having hatred or bitterness towards other people or God or yourself.
而我们呢，要学习真正的原谅呢，是要解开那个结，那个心的结，或者我们把它称之为这个，就是那种受伤的那个疤。好，要把那个苦毒跟这种气愤，要把那样的结跟疤要能够拿去掉。
You have to remember there's no sin or no act that can be bigger or that should be bigger in your mind than the grace of God.
因为我们要有这个信心要了解，就是没有任何的这种结或者是苦或者是气愤，任何的罪是能够胜过我们的上帝给的恩典的。
It's like in these movies that I just mentioned, these terrible things happening, like to that guy whose wife was cheating on him, or the wicked witch, for example, who, as a little girl, maybe her father was killed or something like that. And they say, you know, I cannot forgive these people that did this. It's just too much. Their sin was too big, and they were sinning against me.
像这两部片，不管是这个童话小镇的这个系列，或者是这个派特的幸福剧本里面，他这些人都因为过去发生的事情让他无法忘记这样子的罪，这样子的一些痛或者是一些损失，然后他就认为自己罪不可赦，所以无法跳脱出来。
But the person who suffers most from your hatred and your bitterness is yourself.
但不管怎么样呢，任何人呢，在他的这种气愤或者是那种恨的所有的这种无法原谅的状态呢，其实受伤最深的就是自己。
So you really have to learn how to let go.
所以我们一定要学习怎么样让那样子的恨或者是不原谅能够离开。
And that comes from taking on the mind of Jesus Christ.
而这就是要我们能够把耶稣基督的思维放进我们的脑中。
See, here we have, this is getting back to 2 Peter 3:18. We're not just growing in grace, but also the knowledge of Jesus Christ, so his thinking.
好，所以呢，这就是彼得后书三章十八节讲的，就是我们呢，要能够成长，不只是因着主耶稣的恩典，同时要有他的思维。
Now, without going into the details of the Greek, but there's two ways that it can actually be read, and two legitimate ways. And one is that we're talking about his knowledge, the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You could either look at it as being the things that Jesus knows, so it's his knowledge. Or it can be knowledge about Jesus, who is this person.
Oh, so this is 所谓的认耶稣基督的认知。它其实代表了两件事情，就是一个事情是耶稣基督他的想法，一个是怎么样去认识耶稣基督。
Okay, so again, you know, the knowledge of Jesus can mean what he knows, or it can be the knowledge of, meaning about, the knowledge about Jesus.
所以基本上呢，这个 knowledge of Jesus Christ, 就是耶稣基督的认知呢，其实就有两件事情，一个是认识耶稣基督。另外一个是知道耶稣基督怎么想。
And in the Greek, you can actually read it both ways.
在这个希腊文里面，你这两个方向都是对的。
And both ways are correct.
而两个方向也都是正确的。其实 even the Chinese can have the same feelings.
Okay, right. And we also have a similar expression talking about the love of God. There's other passages. We talk about a love for God. In some cases it means...The love of God can mean the love he has for us, or it can mean the love that we have for him as well.
Yeah, 就像那个耶稣基督的爱，对耶稣基督的爱，好，也是一样，那个爱有可能是耶稣基督对我们的爱，或者是我们对耶稣基督的爱。
Right, and again, you know, both ways are correct because we are supposed to understand the love God has for us, and also we reciprocate that love, which means we love God back.
就是这种句子都有两个方向的意思，都是成立的。
But getting back to, if you have any problems with other people, if other people are the objects of your bitterness or anger, you need to forgive them, and the only way you can forgive people is in grace.
好，所以呢，如果我们对任何对象有气愤或者是无法原谅的话，我们不论如何都要学习经由耶稣基督的恩典，让我们能够原谅他们。
Yeah, and we're commanded actually to forgive others in grace as Jesus forgave us and died for us.
我们被命令呢，我们要原谅他人，就像耶稣基督为我们原谅我们，而且呢，为我们的罪而死。
And some people say, no, that person was just too nasty towards me. And this person did so many bad things to me, I cannot forgive that person.
有时候我们会说，不可能，这个人对我太坏了，我是不可能原谅他的。
Well, you can forgive the person. It's just a matter of whether you want to or not.
但其实呢，你是可以原谅他的，只是看你愿不愿意。
Because if God gives you a command, He knows you can do it. He doesn't give you a command that's impossible. So if He says you have to forgive people, He knows you can do it.
上帝给我们任何的命令啊，都是因为他确定我们可以做。所以他说我们要原谅，那意思就是我们真的一定有能力原谅他们。
And remember that doesn't just include other people, it includes God, because some people get bitter to God over something that happened, or yourself.
所以这个原谅呢，其实不只是对其他的人，甚至可能是对上帝或对你自己，因为有的时候我们真的是气愤的对象是上帝跟自己。
Now that brings us on to Hebrews 10:25, which is a verse I just want to mention.
那我们现在还想要再谈一个是希伯来书的十章二十五节。
Now Max Klein did a good article on this, and it's chapter 1 of volume 2 of his book Fellowship with God.
Max, 这书叫 Fellowship with God, 就是与神相交的第二册。第一章里面有特别来讲这个。
And you can find that on the website, so I recommend you read that.
我们可以在这个网络上看Max 的网站上可以看到这个书，然后非常那个 Tim 非常希望我们能够读。
So I'll give you the verse here and then you'll see what I'm talking about. Can we share this here?
我们来看一下这个荧幕上面的 书中的资料。
Okay, you should be familiar with this verse that they teach it quite a lot in churches, normally.
我们来先看一下这个希伯来书的十章二十五节，大家可能对这个经句已经很熟悉了。
Okay, so maybe just read through the Chinese quickly first.
好，我们来先读中文的。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既看见那日子临近，就更当如此。
Okay, now there's a big mistake here, and I didn't check the Chinese first, but if you look at the English, you'll see that when you get down to here, there's a couple of words done in grey, one another.
好，我们现在看一下英文的金句，这里面有一些问题，所以我们要特别看一下这个句子呢，有些地方英文的地方有的地方是黑色字写的，有的是用灰色字写的。那英文的我们现在来看看它那个灰色字的 one another。
Now the reason it's in grey and then they put it in italics to make it separate from the other words is because those words don't appear in the Greek.
这个字呢为什么会用灰色的写，而且是用这种斜体字，原因是呢其实在希腊文原文的这个圣经里根本没有这个字义在这里。
And this happens quite a lot, it's not the only verse that this happens.
这种翻译的状况就是被加了字的状况还蛮常发生的。
What the translators are doing to try to help the reader understand, because there's no object in the Greek, and so the writer, or the original writer of Hebrews, yeah, he deliberately left out the object, and so the translators of the Bible think, well, we need an object in here, so let's put in exhorting one another. They think that we should be encouraging one another.
因为在这个希腊文的文字里头是没有受词的，所以呢在这个写英文的翻译的人，他就为了让大家读起来比较理解或比较顺畅，他就自己加上了受词，所以用了 one another.
Okay, but at least the translators here, at least they put it in the italics to tell us it's not normally there. Some Bibles they would put it in bold ink and you'd have no idea that the words are not supposed to be there.
所以呢这个圣经的英文翻译呢还算是比较负责任，他写 one another 是他自己加上去的字，他就会用浅灰色来写。那很多圣经呢加了字啊，他根本就不告诉你是跟原文有差异的。
And so what a lot of people do then, just using from the English Bibles and possibly the Chinese as well, they will say, look, you have to get together and you have to encourage each other.
所以就很多人他们在引用这个经句的时候，他搞不清楚说那个字对彼此 the one another 就是对彼此哈。他说你必须要鼓励彼此，那就变成大家自己都这样引用圣经，就是用了错误的句子。
And people can do that in many ways. I mean, how do you encourage people? You can say, well, you know, you've got to come along to church because we're having lots of fun and the pastor's teaching a really good message, for example.
像我们说啊，怎么样去这个鼓励人家啊，那个到聚会，那我们很可能的方法说，哎呀，你来啊，来教会，很好玩的啊，非常有趣的啊，你可能会用这种方法去鼓励人家来。
Or some people might encourage other Christians, say, oh, you haven't been to church lately, but you should be coming along, because if you're not coming to church, then God's going to punish you. So they think that's encouraging.
那也有人会用这种方法说，哎，你好久没来教会了啊，这个一定要到来教会啊，没有来教会啊，会被神处罚哦。这也可能会有人这样子的方式去吸引人家来教会。
Yeah, but if you look at the context of the verse here, and you can even see it as it comes in after in verse 26, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of truth. So here we're talking about emphasizing the word of truth. This is in verse 26.
好，那我们看一下那个希伯来书的十章二十六节说、
okay.
因为我们得知真道以后，若故意继续犯罪，就再也没有赎罪祭为我们留下了。
Okay, but see, having received the knowledge of truth, so anytime we have the words knowledge or truth, this is emphasizing the word of God.
所以我们要了解这边讲到的这个真理的认知，其实或者是真理的知识，每次讲到这种真理的话，一定都是代表的是神的话语或神的知识。
And this is the attitude I want you to have. Now that you've been studying Bible doctrine for some time, you should clearly be able to see when the Bible is emphasizing the importance of Bible study.
我们已经学习这个圣经教义很长一段时间了，所以我们大家自己要清楚哦，就是说我们要对神的话语特别他的要特别的注意。
For example, and I just gave you one from verse 26. We're looking at verse 25, but go back two verses as well. There's a verse relating to doctrine that emphasizes doctrine in verse 23.
Sorry.
Okay, so at the moment we're talking about verse 25.
我们现在是在谈的是这个第二十五节。
Okay. The question is, why do we have to come together?See, the verse is telling us, you have to come together, you have to assemble together.
所以呢我们要知道就是说圣这个圣经在跟我们讲说我们必须要聚会，我们要聚在一起。但是为什么要聚在一起，这是我们要看前后的经句来理解的。
And Christians have many different reasons for coming together when they go to church, for example.
像我们这个基督徒啊会聚会是有非常多种原因的。那也许比如说像去教会。是一个原因。
And in my profession, as a missionary and as a teacher of the Word of God, I have to keep emphasizing the reason you get together is to study the Word of God.
对于Tim来讲，他是来教导我们，上帝的话语的。所以对我们聚在一起的一个理由，应该就是要学习上帝的话语。
Now, of course, you know, we're commanded also to worship and sing songs together and pray together as well, but those things are useless without knowledge of His plan, of God.
而我们当然也可能聚会的时候会唱歌会 sing together and pray together and 也会祈祷但是呢这些唱歌唱圣诗祈祷如果没有了解上帝的话语的话那些是没有用的
you know, taking the communion service we're commanded to take the communion service at certain times
而我们呢也被要求被神要求我们在有些时候呢要领圣餐要吃圣餐
but without doctrine we have no idea of the meaning or the significance of that
如果我们没有这些圣经的这个教义的教导我们也不知道吃圣餐的意义
Okay, and just to give you another example of the context, that this is the word of God, back in Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. We have the word faith here.
所以我们来看第二十三节，说让我们要坚守我们所承认的指望，不要动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Okay, because of faith. And remember, faith is a synonym for doctrine. It's a synonym for the word of God. The word faith. Faith means doctrine. Your faith comes from doctrine.
好，那我们的信实呢，其实是来自于这些经句，是我们对上帝话语的了，就是这个信实就等于是来自于上帝的话语。
Okay, so we have to stop now because we've run out of time. We'll come back in 10 minutes break.
好，我们休息十分钟回来。